Hello dear student, welcome to new chapter number 3, Travel and Tourism Marketing Characteristics. In this particular chapter, we will be going through the concept of goods and services. So marketing happens for certain products and services, so that we will be understanding. We will also learn the characteristic of services, how a tourism services are defined. We will also learn marketing about these services, especially in the context of travel and tourism. And further, we will understand the features of travel and tourism services. So please relax and listen to the lecture. What is goods in travel and tourism industry? Some goods are consumed, which means that they are gone, ineffective or unusable after they have been used once. The finest example is food, of a good that is consumed and must be replaced. Goods are the products that can be replaced by customers after some time, which is a product dependent ranges from few hours to maybe few years by using new products. Other example of goods are clothing, electronic gadgets, etc. See, for example, the replacement of any goods after some time, a fine example can be the hotel room. Of course, it is not replaced, but it is refurbished as a hotel room and being offered to the guests again. So these are all explanation on goods available in tourism or in general. Some goods are manufactured. They are made at a specific location, such as factory, manufacturing plant, etc. They are not open to customers normally. Repeat, that are not open to customer normally, which means specific location only they are made and manufacturing plant. Goods are delivered to places where the customers live. So the product has finally moved to somewhere where a customer lives. Goods purchase conveys ownership and right to use it own convenience. For example, you have bought a shirt, then this becomes your own for which you are paid and you can keep it and use it when you want. Now, good possesses tangible form at the point of sale and can be checked prior to sale. The product that are tangible can be touched and felt and can be used. Stocks of product can be created and stored for future sale. Like what we see, many products that are in the stock or in the inventory of the manufacturing properties. After understanding goods, generic understanding of goods, we will pick up some example also later about tourism goods. But now we go into understanding services. Services are intangible products. They can be mentioned, they can be explained, but they cannot be separated from where it has to be away. Those that cannot be seen or touched, that's why that is intangible. Services, you cannot say, I received 2 kilograms of service. No, but you can always have some sort of measurement that you are happy, more happy, less happy, much happy, and so on. So services are intangible. For example, hospitality. For example, an attention. For example, a customer service. All these are intangible and cannot be touched. A doctor, a physician provide healthcare to patient is a service for which they charge. Other examples of services are banking, insurance, contract services such as plumbing, painting, and electricians, etc. So these are all the services and they are available by the service providers. For example, plumbing is provided to you by the plumber. Likewise, the painting is done by the painter. An electrician provides you electrical services. Services are performed. They are put into action, delivered, carried out at any specific location. So, for example, for a doctor to offer you service, you have to go to the clinic unless you pay his visiting fees to visit your home. Likewise, they are carried out at office, hotel, or restaurant, or online, etc. The customer relationship, the customer services at the restaurant. You cannot ask for food at restaurant, only you have to go and dine. Of course, you can order online, but it has been mentioned at a specific location. That customer's participation is inseparable. I was giving you example in my chapter 2 that when you travel to Dubai and buying a city tour of Dubai, then you have to be physically present in Dubai to avail the city tour. Inseparable. You have to be physically present at a location where your services are being offered. Bungee jumping. You can only look at a reel of a bungee jumping activity. But to personally enjoy, you have to be available at the bungee jumping platform and so on. So customer has to be physically present to participate in that service. Customers travel to places where the services are delivered. So if you like to go to Taj Mahal and see, in you have to go down to Agra, and then possibly from Agra you go to the location of Taj Mahal and to avail and see this, what services are being offered. Moving further, services purchase confers temporary right of the access at a predetermined place and a time. So you bought an airline ticket and you are sitting on a seat 23A. So that particular seat is for your flight from Mumbai to Bangkok and available for a specific day. And that's it. Once you took the service, you disembark from the aircraft, that 23A seat will go to another passenger who would be boarding possibly on the same flight going or returning back. So predetermined, and it's a temporary run. Likewise, services are intangible at the point of sale, often cannot be checked. As I explained, the services or the city tour provided cannot be checked before going down to certain location for which you are paid for the price. This is another very important element of service. They are perishable. Now, generally, we understand perishable means anything which destroys, which loses its importance and its authenticity, that is an item called perishable item. So how can the services be perishable? Yes, if you have booked a hotel room for a specific date, say 10th of November, in that case, you are only able to use that hotel room for 10th of November. You cannot again claim the same room for 11th of November unless you pay for 11th November as well. So services can be inventorized, but stock of product cannot be held. So they are all perishable. Services are perishable. In economical term, most services are perishable. It's only applicable at the time and the place for which that has been created or offered. So now, combining goods and services, we go further. Generally, goods and services are offered in combination. This is particularly true for travel and tourism sector. So if you are buying a seat, as I explained just now, on a flight, Air India flight from Mumbai to Dubai, then it is available for a specific date and you can sit on a specific seat that has been assigned to you. So you have to combine goods and services according to the date and time that you have ordered for. For example, a restaurant can sell food items, which are goods, as well as provide services. The food is prepared and served. The table is arranged and reserved. So these are some of the examples of a combination of goods and services. Some companies sell goods and provide maintenance or repair services for those goods. I repeat for you, some companies sell goods and provide maintenance or repair services for those goods. So when we say this, they sell and provide maintenance. So if you have bought an Android and it is valid for a warranty of 1 year, then you will be getting the maintenance and the services done within 1 year time period, which is a warranty period. But they might offer training also to teach consumer how to use these goods. So all this go hand in glove. Goods and services go hand in glove if it is sold in contacts of one another. We now come on services characteristic. When we say this, goods are purchased, products resulting in the ownership of physical item, which may be used or consumed at the time of customer choice of time and place. This explains what I just now said, that if you bought a product to travel to some place on a specific airline and you sit on a specific seat, so those type of services are your choice of time and the place that you have selected. Excuse me. Likewise, the services are purchased and product does not create ownership, but allowing to have the experience or use of service, usually at a specific time and specific or specified location. So if you are staying at Taj Hotel on a specific day, so the room number 706 will be it for your use because you have paid for that of a specific date only. Unless you pay for another day, you will have to vacate that room. So that is how the service characteristic is, that you experience for the service that you have paid for, and that's it. You don't become owner of that product. Here are one more example. The buyer of a ready-made luxury watch takes it from the store and wears it when and where he likes. The producer need have no further involvement unless the product has any defect. So if you have bought Fevaluba or Rader watch or Titan watch that you're wearing on your hand or you paid for it, definitely you own it. You can display it, you can store at your home, There is no question the manufacturer, the producer of the wristwatch has no authority to question you unless you reach them and say, well, that has been damaged for some reason, or it was a faulty product, it is within the warranty period, and then the service characteristic will arrive and you can ask for servicing that product. So travel and tourism services feature, let us start counting. Some of this we have already explained. Let us once again count on them. They are inseparable. Sometimes associated with intangibility and heterogeneity, variability. So intangibility plays an important role for tourism services because you cannot separate anything. You cannot say that 23AC belongs to me all the time. To avail a service, to sit on 23AC, you have to fly for the flight that you have booked. So inseparable and perishable. Most tourism products are perishable, associated with inability to hold physical stock of product for future sale. So you have booked. Perishability, let me explain further to you. A hotel owns 200 rooms, and those 200 rooms are available for the night of a specific day, say 20th of December. And on the night of 20th December, out of those 200 rooms, only 150 were sold. Though the hotel had the capacity to earn revenue from all those 200 rooms at the cost. But because they were not occupied, the 50 remaining rooms did not generate revenue and it became valueless for the night of 20th of December. So resulting into as a perishable service or a perishable product. It will not bring any revenue for the owner of the hotel for the night of 20th December because those 50 rooms remain vacant. So with these two services feature that I've just explained to you will help you to understand the inseparability and perishability of the travel and tourism services. We go further in understanding more inseparable. Production and consumption of tourist services are closely interrelated. As I have explained, if you have bought a tour of Eiffel Tower, you cannot expect to be seen the Eiffel Tower while sitting in Mumbai. For that, you have to go to Paris and take that service. So inseparable. Eiffel Tower tour can only be availed. You have to be physically present in Paris. Production can only take place or can only be completed if the customer is actually present. So as I said, a city tour of Dubai, you have to be into Dubai to avail that city tour of a particular day. You have to be physically present. And that is inseparability. And the act of production and consumption is simultaneous. So the tour, though mentioned and paid for, but it can only be created to you and offered to you for consumption if you are physically present. Your absenteeism of not being available will result into no production of the services. As such, it is inseparable. We move further. The experience of the tourist product exists when it is produced, as well as consume. Repeat, the experience of the tourist product exists when it is produced as well as consumed. Yes, so Chao Phraya River Cruise is available in Bangkok. That's Chao Phraya River Cruise is created for you for consumption if you are present in at the Chao Phraya River in Bangkok. So inseparably, the travel agent who sells his product cannot store it. So no tourist, no travel agent, no travel planner can say this Chao Phraya cruise is ready for you. I have in stock. Take it from me. No, you have to be present in at the Bangkok to avail that. So it explains very clearly that linkage between production and consumption of tourist services are inseparable, and they are going, as I said, hand in glove. Oh, now perishable once again comes here, and perishable means that cannot be stored like good for future consumption. If they are not utilized on a specific date and time, it will not generate any monetary reward or return, though the room will remain there for the night, but no guests, meaning no revenue generated. As such, the room which has the commercial value to generate did not and lock its value for that particular night when it was not occupied, so it is highly perishable. Likewise, aircraft that carries 250 passengers started and took off only with 200 passengers, remaining 50 seats will not generate revenue. As such, the aircraft flew with 50 empty seats without bringing any revenue, and as such, perish the real value of it. So room in the hotel not used today is a waste. Example given here, if the supply is not used, it perishes. If it is not possible for a service producer to create a stock of products to satisfy daily variation in demand, so you cannot say, that's why you would see at various hotels their display, or you can ask the hotel how it is the occupancy of the hotel, and they may tell you 80% occupancy, meaning remaining 20% of the room are vacant, bringing in no revenue, as such perished in generating revenue for the hotel. If services capacity or products are not sold on a particular day, as I have been explaining in the previous slide, if a hotel room is not sold for a particular night, the potential revenue that they represent is lost and cannot be recovered. So on the night of 20th December, as I gave example, if the hotel had 20 or 50 rooms vacant, it lost its value or revenue, and you cannot add up that revenue on 21st of December. So services production can be better seen in terms of capacity and not in terms of quantity. So 200 rooms of a hotel, but only it was used for 150. 50 were not used, though they had the capacity to sell those 200 rooms. They were available on the specific day. So capacity is only utilized when customers are present on the service or producers' premises. Very simple. That if at a specific day, say day one, if there were no guests staying at the hotel, the services cannot be offered to anyone because there are no buyers, no revenue generated. and resulted into parish. Hotel with a fixed number of rooms, these are the examples that I've been talking, that hotel with a fixed number of rooms and transport operators with a fixed number of seats face similar problem of matching perishable supply to the available demand. So what happens in such cases? So you have got, there are business operators who come with last minute offer. This is where they utilize the last minute offers, which means on the night of 19, they notice that 10 rooms are still unsold. They will come up last minute offer one day before and say, room going for $50, whereas the list price is $110. Who is a buyer? At least they can generate at least $50 instead of $110, which was the price. So perishable aspect is directly linked in the case of travel and tourism services with seasonality. Of course, the seasonality plays an important role. The season, the day, the specific time period is important. It is directly linked to the travel and tourism industry that the time period, the season plays a role. Now we have next topic to understand the service features, and we move with this understanding. First comes seasonality. Now seasonality can be referred to various factors. High season, low season, shoulder season, Diwali season, Christmas season, Eid holiday, etc. These are all seasons. In the season, the services are most in demand. In the low season, demand drops. So services also drop because there are no buyers for those services. So seasonality plays a role as a feature in service. Also, high operational cost. Now imagine a scenario, a hotel with 250 rooms will have the same operational cost to run with a hotel full of 200 rooms or only 150 rooms being occupied by guests and 50 remaining. They will have to pay the same wear and tear. They will have to pay the staff salary, say. They will have to pay electricity charges of the maintenance same, and government tax and fixed costs will be same. So this high operational cost is a service feature. That is why many airlines, many hoteliers come up with the last minute offers or special pricing. Interdependence of tourism services, they are linked and linked because goods with service are interdependent to one another. Now, my dear student, you also know the role of intermediary. Now, who are intermediary in selling hotel rooms? The consolidators, the tour operator, the travel agency, the travel planner, all these are intermediary who help the owners, the hoteliers, the airline to sell this product to the end users, the guests, the passengers. So as a result, the role of intermediary is playing an important role in service. And then travel motivation. Something happens somewhere, the travel motivation start dropping. People notice that there are problems. There is a bad weather, the political upheaval, military coup or terror attack, X, Y, Z, that travel motivation drops out. Look at what happened in Nepal. The Gen Z created a sort of a protest against the government, resulting into number of people who were booked to travel to Nepal canceled their travel. So services are very available, but nobody was motivated to go to Nepal because of that particular. And services couldn't be offered though they were available, the hotel had the staff available, but travel motivation dropped down. So service feature depend also on this. We'll start understanding more onto various other factors going through with it, with the seasonality. I've given you some understanding of seasonality. It's a characteristic of most leisure tourism market that demand varied greatly between seasons of the year. Imagine the rainy season in Mumbai. The domestic tourism, including international, dropped drastically because the monsoon. And this is why when products in sold for Indian in international and domestic, generally the best season is October to March. We experience monsoon from June till September. That's why that's a season. Likewise, when you go to Europe, especially Europe and North America, you will look at the seasonality. The Christmas period is the high season. Otherwise, from October till Jan, Feb, it's a low season. And only in April, when the spring comes, the season goes again up. So in India, it is seen that the resident living in tropical hot region will visit hill station with their summer months of April to June. So you'll find demand coming up for hill stations. Say from Maharashtra, people will go to Mahabaleshwar, Mathuran, or people from north would go to Shimla, Uttarakhand, possibly Kashmir. People from east in India would go to Darjeeling and so on. So season closure of many leisure tourism businesses is still common activity. So in the winter months, European touristic attraction closes down because it's snow, snow and snow. Only the winter sport activity happens. Otherwise, tourists generally don't travel because of the low season there.